You know, when it comes to marketing your school, I don't think you can put enough emphasis on differentiation. Whether you're competing with a public school or a private school or homeschool or a charter school, future families need to know what makes your particular school unique. What's different about it? Certainly, there's some things that are obvious on the surface, maybe the size of your school. Maybe they're aware of some particular sport that you offer or don't offer that some other competitor does. Sometimes it's the price tag. There's a lot of things that are on the surface unique, but are those the things that you want to be judged by? When future families are exploring, they rarely come to you and say, hey, I want to give everybody a fair chance. I want you to tell me what your specialty is, what makes you unique in the marketplace, how can you best serve me, and I want to kind of pull together a panel of schools from every kind of variety of options out there and let you kind of pitch to me why you think you'd be good, and I just sit back and listen to all of you and let you just take a chance to do that. Boy, if we could do that with every family, I think we could certainly make a bigger impact, but we're not able to do that. You as a school, you're not at liberty to do that. People don't research schools that way. They talk to friends. They find out what is in the reputation of your school in the community. They'll ask people around the community. They'll get online and look at your website. And they'll look at your Facebook page and all your social media channels. And they'll begin to craft out, formulate who your school is and what makes your school unique just based on their own observations. In their own research. And rarely, I would say 99.9% of the time, what they craft as your brand, what sets you apart in the marketplace, is not anywhere close to what you would say it would be. So why are we giving our school, our future families, that kind of power and control to really make decisions, create assumptions? When we have more of an opportunity to drive that conversation, you know, we're in a day and age where parents are empowered with tools and online tools to be able to research and find out so much about your school. Before they ever pick up a phone and call you, or before they ever decide to stop by and visit your school for a tour, they're making up their mind based on what they read online and talk to friends about, and what they hear in the community. These are not the things that necessarily are what we want to differentiate ourselves on. So what can we do? Well, in this conversation, I want to take us to a previous recording that I did that it lasts about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, where you get to hear a little bit from a previous recording about some of the things that I think are important regarding the topic of differentiation. As I mentioned in the recording, there are a number of schools in your community. There's a number of options that parents might have, and you've got to be clear in what makes you unique, what differentiates you, because inevitably, you either... They might create their own version of who you are, or they may decide you're all pretty similar. And especially if they're comparing you to another private school, then it very often comes down to how much is your tuition? And there they might find the $1,000 difference. And they have made their decision, even before they step foot on campus, they've decided you are either plus or minus within their column based on what your price tag is. And that's rarely the place that you want to compete. So in this conversation from a previous recording, I share some thoughts on differentiation, and I want you to have an opportunity to hear that. So I hope you'll be challenged, hope you'll be encouraged, and I hope you'll get some practical ideas from this recording previously on the topic of differentiation. Let me first of all talk about the idea of differentiation. You know, Donnie and I, as the marketing twins, we deal a lot on one side of the business. We are dedicated to
school marketing, private independent schools. The other side of our business deals primarily with small businesses. We are a faith-based organization, and so we deal a lot with Christian small business owners. So we hear this from both sides, schools as well as businesses. And in the business world, I hear this over and over again when we're talking with clients. What is your point of differentiation? What makes you unique? And I'm always surprised to hear the responses from the business owners. And see if you think some of these are differentiators. I'll often hear the phrase, well, we just really feel like we have the best customer service in town. You know, we really feel like we have the best employees. We feel like the experience that we give our customers is really top-notch. We feel like the experience that our customers have is just out of this world. We love our customers more than anybody. You know, you hear such phrases like that. Even heard one time someone said, we just have the best prices in town. And then I checked into it, and sure enough, they really didn't have the best prices in town. But they countered with that and said, well, you know, we think we offer the best value in town. But again, value is something a little bit more subjective. So, you know, the issue with saying all of those things as differentiators are, the reality is that they're really not differentiators. The simple test is, if you claim something as a differentiator, brainstorm with your team. You know, and the reason I'm talking about this with schools as well, because we've talked to schools who we ask the same exact question. What is your unique selling point? What makes you stand out? You know what I hear more than often than anything is, we just feel like we have the best teachers. And you may have the best teachers out there, but you know what? A lot of other schools say that. You may say, well, our academic stand, and you know, there's certain measurable things that you can use. You know, we have the highest graduation rate of any private school in the area. That's a differentiator. But when we talk about in such generalities, very subjective language, we have the best teachers. We have the best student body. Our campus environment is just second to none. And we just don't think there's a better school out there. Those are very subjective things. And like I said, the real simple test is, could another private school in your area say the exact same thing? You know, I've asked people that, and they'll say, they'll look at me and say, well, I guess maybe they do say the same thing. I just, you know, and then they start defending again. They say, but you know, we've been around this campus. I've worked here for 15 years, and I've seen, and parents have told us that. And I think, well, perhaps. Or maybe they're just telling you because they enjoy it, but that doesn't necessarily make it a differentiator. It makes it something they enjoy about your school. Maybe they've gone through an open house and, you know, they've walked through it and they're complimentary, but is it really a true differentiator? So there are some things I want you to talk about on this podcast real briefly in the time we have left, is the difference between differentiating with certain markets. And so I want to talk a little bit, just a few minutes about that. Because part of your marketing strategy, and we deal with marketing strategy all the time with business clients as well as school clients, it's important to whatever your tools or tactics you're using for marketing, they have to be based on a marketing strategy. And that strategy simply is a formula that is based on who is your marketing audience, who's your audience you're reaching out to, what is your core message to that audience, what resonating message are you delivering to them, and the other part of that is just simply, how does your school measure up to be so unique that you are really the, on paper, in their head, and you know, as they go through the experience, that they're left with no other choice but to choose you. You're that unique. And that's where I think the real test of differentiation is can your prospective family say that about your school? And then, so, like I said, there's some things out there that you can have as measurements. Again, graduation rates, testing rates. You know, perhaps if you have the largest class, senior class, you know, your class student-teacher ratio is the smallest of anything. Those are measurable. Those are tangible things that people can compare and actually see. Those are very objective. Those can be measured, and people can see on paper which one's unique. If you are the only school in the area that has a tablet program of some sort, you know, you're the only ones that have iPads in the classroom at the elementary level, then yes, that's a differentiator. But if you say, well, we just have the best technology around, or we just expose our students to as many opportunities as we can, and we create a positive learning environment. You know, those are all the things that people read on brochures. Those are what I call the wasted bullet points. When you talk about in generalities like that, you are simply wasting bullet points on a brochure, on a website, and they just are ineffective in marketing. So you got to understand the segment in which you're trying to market to. So again, know your segment, know your audience, know what core message resonates with that audience, and then know how you're unique and different. So let's take just a real quick example at the end of this edition of this podcast. And like I said, differentiation is a huge topic. And so there's no doubt we'll spend many episodes of this school marketing podcast talking about how to be unique, how to showcase that uniqueness, and just differentiation in general. So we want to talk about that today. Let me give you an example of what I mean. A lot of schools think about their immediate competition are private schools, other private schools in the area. And I want you to understand, sometimes that is the case, because sometimes your prospective families, the families that are looking at you, they are shopping around, they are in the market, maybe they're new to town, maybe they've just left another public school environment, maybe they've grown up homeschooling and now it's time to look and they don't want to go to public school route, so they're looking for a private school. They are in the market for private school and they are looking. And they are literally shopping around, kicking tires, looking at what they think is the best educational choice for their child or children. And so in this case, you are definitely competing with other private schools in the area. And so you want to focus, so that's where you focus your differentiation on the kind of audience that you're looking for. So you know immediately right off the bat if that family is coming from this kind of background, if they're looking, if you know they're shopping around. Then at that point in time, I think you pull out a brochure that's very targeted toward how you're unique and different. Now, how aggressive you want to be against your competition is up to you. I would think I would make it very stark, very clear, contrast. Point out the things that are very clear, they're very measurable. You want to make sure that things can, it's not about, if you're a Christian school, you cannot say, as a differentiator, you cannot say, we offer the best spiritual environment integrated with academics. Again, a wasted bullet point, because the Christian school down the road, maybe it's 5 miles away, 10, 15 miles away, if that's a competitor of yours, you're wasting your bullet point because they are saying the exact same thing. You cannot waste your bullet points on that. Any of your marketing language that you're using, you're just wasting precious space on a website or a brochure. And again, I would say that even if you're talking to them in person, you're wasting words. And so I want you to think about for that audience. And again, if you're thinking about a website, think about this as you can't have a brochure, but you could certainly invite them in to come into, and say, are you in the market for a private school? Click here. And that draws them into a section of your website where you're able to then draw some contrast. And you want to, whether you want to mention the other schools by name, that's debatable. You could even say other schools in general and list out some of the things that they offer and then clearly mark out the things that you know you are unique in. But again, focus on the things you are distinct in. And if you're not distinct enough, find something that you can start doing that's unique. If you have a chapel program, or if you have an overseas, partnership with another school that you send your students for a semester or even for a week, those kind of things, a leadership program, an institute for leadership, those are critical things to differentiate yourself from other private schools. And you can use that on your website. You can use that in brochures. Again, think about an open house and you pull out a brochure or you maybe hand somebody a packet and it's customized because that's what they're looking for. But let's flip the tables again. Let's think of a family who maybe they've just called you up because they finally have made the decision that they're going to leave the public school. But they don't know anything about private school at all. They don't know any other school, but they've been referred to you. And I say made the decision. Perhaps they've not really come to that finality of decision, but they're weighing it. Let's put them in that category. So maybe they are still in the public school, but they're maybe wrestling with, maybe it's the culture of the public school. Maybe it's the options that they have for athletics or academics or fine arts that they're limited by at the public school, and they're looking for more opportunities for their children, or they're looking for more character, more moral issues that are addressed, spiritual issues, whatever it is that they're looking at that, but they're not yet making the decision. So probably what the number one factor that they're having to weigh is what? Money. They're probably having to weigh how much is it worth me to leave. Again, the perception is a free educational option for my children. And think of it in terms of multiple children. If they have two, three, or four kids or more, you as a private school are competing with them on that issue of money. There's no doubt about it. You are competing with that. And so, but again, if they call you up and say, I just want to explore, they finally get over the barrier to at least call you and find out. You know, a lot of people are out there and they're just simply scared to call you because they're scared of the tuition rates that are going to be, you know, told to them. So they just don't know. But let's think they go to the effort and they make the call. And now, instead of pulling out the bullet points, the brochure, you know, the talking points about, well, we're different than this private school and this private school. We're the only private school in the area that does it. You're not talking that kind of language anymore. You're actually talking to them about comparing your private, again, just a general number, $10,000 a year educational option versus their public school free option. Now you're on a whole different set of different points of differentiation. They're not really that as interested in saying, oh, you're the only private school in the area with a tablet program. But now they're more interested in the kinds of things that would differentiate your school from what they're experiencing in the public school. So it could be class size is a huge differentiator for you in that way. Where you think class size, sometimes, at least down here in Texas where I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. So in class size is a huge topic. And so class size from any private school compared to public school is vastly different. But then you take class size as a private school versus private school. It's not a real differentiator because a lot of the private schools are very similar. And we have a lot of them down here in this area. So a lot of the private schools have a very similar ratio. But any of them compared to the public school is vastly different. So you see now how that class size teacher-student ratio becomes a real point of differentiation. But if you're talking to the other market, that you don't want to pull that out. But now pull this out and talk about the importance of that. Not just a number, but why that's insignificant. It may be, dealing with character, moral, spiritual issues that they're having to wrestle with at the public school. You're talking about that. Now you're talking about it, not saying, well, we're the best Christian school in the area and we're better Christian schools than the other Christian schools in the area. You know, we're not talking about that kind of, we're actually just able to paint a picture of, here's what you're dealing with in the public school environment in which your kids are. And they're probably going to tell you that because a lot of them are coming to you because maybe out of frustration or sadness or pain from something that their child or even them as a parent have experienced in the public school related to those kind of moral issues, maybe some of the things that are the language that's used or the situations their kids are having to be faced with or even in the classroom, some of the conversations. And so you're able to now bring up the ideas of here's at this school, maybe you're not necessarily a Christian school, but even at a private school, you engage more in character development and you're focused more on leadership. And these are kind of issues that really make it a point of differentiation for your school. So as we close out the podcast, I just want to encourage you, focus on your audience. Make sure you understand that when you're marketing, it's got to be targeted to a certain specific audience. That audience needs to hear a very laser-focused message that resonates with their needs, and then it's got to be a real clear distinction of how you're different than the other option that they're having to weigh.
You know, on the topic of differentiation, it's so important for you to be clear with your future families of who you are. You want to be driving that conversation. You want to be telling them and informing them and inspiring them based on who you are, what makes you unique. You want them to know the things. If I were selling my house, I would want you to find out specific things about specific rooms of the house, certain features we have in certain appliances, rather than leaving it up to you to walk in on your own. Sometimes we've had to sell a house and we've wanted a realtor there to showcase the things that we wanted you to see. Not just leaving a key in the door and say, go in and check out what you can figure out. No, that customer would then write their own description of what they saw. They would experience our house differently than what we would want to show them. And so you want to do the same with your school. So as we close out, I just want to remind you how clear, how important it is to be clear in your brand and in your message to be different. What is it that's different about you? What is unique? And make a concerted effort to work on that so that your future families can know exactly what they're getting when they visit your school.